John Molinaro, Sportsnet, has an article up on the Sportsnet website right now, and we're going to get into it. Because I'm exercised about the absence of Janelle Foligno and Adriana Leone and Marie-Yves Nault. Not exercised, but I thought that they would. I thought they would all be in the final roster. I mean, this is a team that can't score and doesn't have much in the way of offense. And I thought Janelle Foligno and Adriana Leone were effective in their cameos during the World Cup.
They were. I was more surprised about Marie-Yves Nault, just because she's, I mean, not that the other two aren't veterans, but Marie-Yves Nault has been with the team for a while. Plus, she was most recently with the team training in Vancouver. So only three players got cut. So, and Kaylin Kyle wasn't in camp, and Leone wasn't in camp. So the fact that Nault got cut, a bit surprised. But, I mean, it's part of, you know, Coach Sean Herdman's, I don't want to say overhaul, but retooling of the side. He wants to clearly inject some youth in this team. And mm-hmm. the fact that I think so many of the players are 20 years or younger.
Seven, right?
There you go.
16-year-old is on the team too.
Yeah. So I think it's clearly, you know, getting this team. It's not just about the Olympics. It's about, obviously it's about mm-hmm. the Olympics, but it's also about the World Cup and the Olympics after that, and getting these players, you know, time and experience.
Oh, someone has covered that team a bit. I'm going to miss Lauren Sesselman's back passes.
Yeah, well,
that's awful. Well, we're slagging a female soccer player. I just remember every time I'd watch her play covering the game. Whoever was in a long press row, you just kind of look at each other and just kind of cover your eyes, because it was like you're expecting the worst.
But right, anyway. Which is terrible to admit, but
it is.
There's some truth to that.
So Canada, they're playing all their games in Houston. The tournament starts in, what is it, February
10th?
Starts. Yeah, they play Guyana on Feb 11, Trinidad and Tobago on February 14th. They've got Guatemala on February 16th. It's a pretty easy pool.
That's a winnable group, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a winnable group.
And two nations from each group qualify to the semifinals. There will be the two finalists will qualify for the Olympics in Rio. So as you say, if you're Canada, you're probably going to have to beat Mexico.
Yes. I mean, I would be surprised if the United States doesn't win that other group.
Right.
And if that's the matchup, then Canada's in big trouble. But yeah, I suspect they're going to have to play Mexico, much like they did in the last two qualifying tournaments, the semifinals.
What do you think was the carryover from the Women's World Cup here? Was there any? I that team, I think we talked about this. The team got about as far as where I thought they were going to go.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I would have liked to have seen a little more offense from them, but that's always the issue with Canada. But bottom line is they got about as far as I thought they would get. Is this program, clearly it's in transition, but is this program, do you think, positioning itself to be in better shape down the road, or are there a lot of serious issues? I mean, obviously Christine Sinclair's age is the biggest issue.
It's a little bit of both. I think there are issues in that, yeah, a lot of the team's veteran core are, you know, you don't want to say over the hill, but they're clearly on the downward spiral of their career, Christine Sinclair and Melissa Tancredi. And yeah, you do wonder where the goals are going to come from, who's going to be the next great Canadian goal scorer. But, you know, the fact that John Herdman is, again, bringing in so many youngsters into this team, it's clear that he's sort of building for the future, and he wants to give these youngsters as much playing time and experience in these tournaments so that, you know, when not just beyond the Rio Olympics this summer, that they'll be ready for future competition. So it's very much a program in transition, as you said. So it'll be interesting to see how these youngsters do and what kind of future they'll have, and if they'll be able to become that sort of next core of the team going forward.
Right. What are you going to do with Toronto FC? I mean, their camp opened.
Yep.
There's no controversy.
I know. It's nice.
It's awful.
For a change.
No, it's awful. I mean, there's nothing. What are you going to write about? Everybody loves everybody. Yeah. You got a goalkeeper. There's no drama. This is not. This is very. I mean, Sid Sixero always used to do the that's so TFC.
Right.
He's not going to be able to do that anymore.
Yeah. No, listen, look.
It's boring.
As someone who's covered this team from day one and controversy and lingering questions at the start of every training camp, it's nice to not have any of that. Sure, yeah, nothing to write about, but I think from a fan perspective, it's great. The only thing I would say is that, yes, they've made some great systematic moves in plugging holes in defense, in goalkeeper on the right side of defense, in midfield with Will Johnson. So yeah, that's all great, but it still all has to come together on the pitch. So I'm a bit hesitant when people say, oh, well, they've won the offseason for 3 years in a row now, and on paper they have a team to contend for the, you know, in the East. It still has to come together on the pitch. And I have a great deal of respect, and I quite like Coach Greg Vanney on a personal level. Is he the guy to pull all these guys together into a winning side? I still have doubts about that. So I think that's one of the questions going into the season.
What do you think right now as you look at this team? I mean, clearly, TFC, the issue's always been the not always been defense, but, well, yeah, it's always been defense. Let's be honest. Where do you think the issues are for this team right now, positional issues? I think Will Johnson addresses a need.
Yep.
Defensively, is there enough there to address the needs that were apparent last year?
I think so. I mean, look, they gave up 58 goals last year, which was, you know, the most in the league. I'd be shocked that with this lineup that they'll give up that same amount. I think, you know, they've gone a long way in terms of, you know, addressing that and hopefully bringing that goal count down. I still think they're a little sort of thin in the middle of defense in terms of depth, because while Drew Moore, solid guy, veteran, Damien Perkey is someone who I think was inconsistent last year. He had stretches where he was quite good and then stretches where he was, you know, comical, to be perfectly frank. If one of those guys goes down, I'm not sure that they have another stud center back who can kind of come in and play, you know, a lot of minutes. So it'd be nice if they had more defensive depth in the middle of their defense. I think the other question is, how is this team going to play? Like, they brought in all these guys. What's the system? What's the formation? Jozy Altidore, I think, had a, you know, pretty decent year last year, but I still think there was some the notion that it didn't quite come off for him. You know, and how is he going to play off of Jovinko, and in what formation? And Michael Bradley, like, I'm not sure what his role in this team, because he was used in a variety of positions last year. And how is he going to play in a midfield with Will Johnson, who's somewhat of a similar player, and Benoit Cheyrou? How does he accommodate all those guys? So these are all questions, formations and tactics, that all I think are very big, prominent questions going into the season.
Do you think Jovinko will be in the Italian team for the Euro 2016? It looks like he's been called up again. It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, barring injury, I think he will absolutely be in the team. You know, he played for Italy in the last qualifiers back in October. He did quite well coming off the bench in Italy in both of those games. So I suspect if he has anything remotely close to what he did last year in MLS, he'll be on that team. And it's not like Italy is flush with attacking forwards. And he brings something that's very unique. I mean, I don't think there's another Italian forward right now who can kind of take on players the way he does. And he's such a dynamic in the final third that, I think I'd be surprised if he's not there.
Now, of course, TFC will open with 8 road games as a result of the construction at BMO Field. Their home opener is May 7th against Dallas. 8 games on the road to start the year.
Tough.
Even in a league where, you know, there's a lot of travel normally. What realistically should Toronto FC expect from 8 games in terms of point total?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because Bill Manning, who was the new club president, at the end of last season, he set a point total of 8 points, which I think is pretty modest. And I think that's doable. Mm-hmm. 8 points out of 24 games.
Is that okay if you want to make the playoffs?
You should be shooting a little bit higher. I would think, you know, 11 or even 12 would be, you know, because then you're talking about 24 points on the table. If you can grab 11 or 12, that's half. That's pretty good. 8 is doable. If they can't do that, if at the end of the 8-game stretch, they're sitting at 6 or 7, then we're talking about 1 or 2 wins. I have to think that, you know, they're going to make a coaching change, that they won't be shy about that, because, you know, clearly they can't sort of afford to get into a downward spiral at the start of the season. And if they can salvage it and bring in someone new, if they, you know, start out poorly, then they will.
It's just doesn't seem the same without any drama. It just doesn't. It doesn't. It would create something.
Yeah, I know. Well, I could make up some stuff if you want. But
you wouldn't be the first person at this place to make stuff.
No, that's true.
Trust me, you wouldn't be the first person in this room. Toronto FC travels to LA on Wednesday. They'll train at California Irvine. They'll play friendlies against the UC Irvine, California State Fullerton, Ventura County Fusion, and the LA Galaxy. What are you most interested? We just got a couple of minutes left. What player are you most interested in seeing when the season starts? Who is the guy? I mean, obviously, Jovinko's the star here, but who's the guy that you just you, just really kind of piqued your interest?
Well, there's a few. I mean, if I were only to pick one, I'll pick two. Will Johnson, because I'm really interested to see how the Canadian sort of fits into Toronto FC. And I think there's always been this thing about he hasn't been the best servant to Canadian soccer because he has, and I don't think that's necessarily fair. So I think this is a chance for him. He's kind of coming home, so to speak. It's really a chance for him to sort of prove all those guys wrong and really make an, you know, prove that he is, you know, every bit as loyal Canadian. And I think Drew Moore, I think, you know, as I said, 58 goals against, it was the worst defense last year. And he's, you know, the pressure is squarely on his shoulders to quarterback that defense and really become sort of the defensive captain. So I think all eyes will be on him. And if he can get off to a strong start and really kind of, you know, help tighten things up at the back, you know, early on and set the tone, that'll sort of set the pace for the rest of the season. So I think, as I said, all pressure is on him.